Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is an exciting moment in the presence of the Lord. And I believe that a change is coming for somebody. A change from the negative to the positive. A change from the natural to supernatural. Somebody is going to receive a testimony today that will brighten the life and the destiny of that person in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody is going to receive power to serve God, power to live for Him, power to get closer to Him, power to love Him more in the name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your voices as you listen to this broadcast. Begin to appreciate Him, give Him praise and the glory and the honor, all adoration, give Him praise. Leko sabre don zeketos kabada, eliketomba lakatush kebada, zugebegedon saprates ketakabaya, edagos katambe lakatuze debe. Oh Jesus, we give you praise, we give you praise. Go ahead and bless His name, bless His name, bless His name, bless His name. He is worthy of all praise, worthy of all honor. Manda dagabakos ketoa. Ileko sabra katakabada, leketoske bada, leketoko bagada, zubrende koskiata, metunda bonta ketos, lakura teko zizade, elikuta badaga, elegedegede bedegedo. Ikuta dagabado shabula kataba metekende zugabataya 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 eleta kande zubrekande idudande shubaletuza. Go ahead and bless His name, bless His name, bless His name, bless His name. He is worthy. He is El Shaddai. He is Elohim. He is Jehovah Rapha. Iyakata kata. Jehovah Rofeka, e kabunete, e bundede, bunteko. Iatomina zugadia katoa. Oh Jesus, we bless your name. 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 Eda kuda katuba kata katoko soko. Elebebe debobada. Elebebe bobobodaba. Embegedebe debombada. Embugadaga bombada. Kyoto elegando shabo baratia shapal ebule katege bukatenia ondo koto koto kobokotoya. Oh Jesus, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We give you praise and the glory. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. To this morning, by the grace of God, are going to be sharing certain things that affect the lives of people, and we're going to be praying as well. Now, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verses 21, it said that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Now, it's very, very important to note that we are in a season where so many things are happening. You know, people die and all those things. It's very important that some of the things, it's very important to note that some of the debt that is brought upon the lives of people is caused by their tongues. You know, there are people who just, you know, they feel discouraged in life. They don't know what to do next. And they feel all hope is lost. And you know, you see them giving up and making statements that they shouldn't make, you know. And when we make statements that are not supposed to be made, the devil gets a hold of it and then he uses it against us. That is why the Bible says something that we should be mindful of the things that comes out of our mouth, the things you say. You know, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, we should be mindful. He said, guard your heart with all diligence. He said, for out of it flows the issues of life. So the issues of life are things that bother you. He said, guard your heart, guard your heart, guard your heart. The issues of life are things that are happening in the world, things that are happening around you. But, you know, a wise man said, he said, that you should not allow the happenings to determine your happiness. So the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Say, out of it flows the issues of life. And Jesus speaking, I believe in Matthew chapter 12, verse 5, I think 34 or so, where he says something. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, he said, the mouth speaketh. So there is a connection between your mouth and your mind, your heart. There is a connection. So what you see is what goes on in your mind is, or in your heart, is what proceed from your mouth. So you have to guard it so that you'll be able to say the right things at the right time. Because some people, when they go through certain situations, you hear them saying, I am finished. If you say you are finished, you are finished. It is who you are, it is what you say that becomes who you are. Now, God was ministering to me yesterday. The Holy Spirit was ministering to me yesterday, and he said something. He said, your words don't just come to pass. Your words make you. How do I know this? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 2, the Bible was speaking about the fact that God formed this world through his word. He formed this world through his word. I like to read that scripture so that you get a glimpse of what I'm talking about. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Okay, the Bible says that through faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. So it's very important. What are the things you say? If you want to conquer death, then you must speak life. If you want to conquer death, you must speak life. If you want to conquer death, you must speak life. Stop saying what you don't want to become. Say the things you want to become. Say the things you want to see. Say the things you want to play. The things you want to play around your life, you start saying them. You don't wait until they start happening. You are the one that will make them happen through your word. And if you keep saying negative things, negative things will keep on happening to you. Negative things. Oh, I am finished. Oh, I don't have money. Oh, this and that. Your confession determines what you are going to achieve in life. What you say is what you become. What you decree are the things you are going to live in. So it's very important. So speak life. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. When we are talking about death, death is not just the death of somebody dying physically and being buried. No, there are so many persons whose potentials are dead. There are so many persons whose opportunities are dead. That is why no destiny helper is locating them. There is nobody around their lives that are helping them. Nothing around them works. If they touch any business, it doesn't work. They keep jumping from one business to the other. No, that is not the solution. The solution is to speak life. Somebody holler, speak life. Say, I will speak life. I will speak life into my situation. I see change coming. In the name of Jesus Christ, change is about to locate somebody's life and destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. So it's very important. Speak life. Look at what the scripture says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 54. Yes. The Bible says, so when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, they said, and this mortal body, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, said, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death cannot be swallowed up in victory in your life until you start speaking life. I start speaking life. Your child is not living the way that child you ought to live. You don't start cursing the child, oh, it will never be well with you and all those things. There was a time in my life that, you know, my father, I offended him. I did all manner of things. What's it called? My father of blessed memory. I love him so much. And he when I was offending him and doing all manner of things, he never opened up his mouth one day and said, this boy, the way you are treating me, you are cursed. No. Because he understood the fact that how can I curse my seed? Most of us, we don't understand what it means to bring up children in the way of the Lord. You know, because your child offends you, you speak and you kill any child. Some of you must have seen yourself in the dream, somebody giving you a child and all those things. Most times it's not pregnancy, or it's not because you want to give birth to a child. No, a child speaks of destiny, speaks of legacy, it speaks of what is going, your future. So it's very important how you treat your children determines what will become of you in old age. So your future, so you don't kill your future. If you kill your future tomorrow, today, you have nothing to live for tomorrow. So that is very important for us to note. So it is very, very important. So speak life over the lives of your children. Decree this, my so-so child, call their names one by one. You will be great. You will go places. You are going to do well. Nothing will stop you. Your destiny will be great and all those things. Not that you start cursing them. Oh, the way you are treating me, that's how your child is going to treat you and all those things. My mom used to make such statements and I reported her to my grandmother. My grandmother scolded her. So it's very important. Speak life into that situation. Speak life into your life. Some of the most people are experiencing debt career-wise, debt in so many areas of their lives because they allowed the situation they were going through to determine the things they were saying from their mouth or the attitude or the attitudinal behavior they started putting on. So you must realize that if you want to see light, you must speak light. If you want to see life, you must speak life. If you want to see death, you start speaking death. Death is going to come. It has been discovered that words do not die. What dies is men. Their words do not die. What comes to live after you? Joshua cursed Jericho. Jericho was cursed, even after the death of Joshua. So it's very important. Even after the death of Joshua, Jericho was still under the curse of Joshua. Jacob cursed Reuben. It was a curse. It was a word that he spoke. It was a word he spoke. He said, Reuben, you will not excel. Reuben, that word was working even in the lives of the children of Reuben. Even after this person had died, Jacob had died. So words do not die. Words do not die. What you say today determines what you are going to reap tomorrow. So it's very important. So what are the things you are saying? What are the things you are saying concerning that situation? What are you saying? What you say is what you see. So if anything you don't want to see, don't say it. If you say it, you are going to see them manifest in your life. So it's very important. What are you saying? What are you speaking? What are you speaking? You know, I already told us, I said, out of the abundance of the heart, he said, the mouth speaking. Out of the abundance. So we do not know men by what they say alone. We know the hearts of men by the things they say. I can tell you that this person is so and so by the when I start listening to the person. How do you know a fool? You know a fool when a fool talks. How do you know a wise man? You know a wise man when the wise man speaks. So it's very important. So start speaking life Start speaking life. Start speaking life. Start speaking life. Don't speak death. What you are saying is a seed for tomorrow. Words do not die. Joshua died, but his curse over Jericho never died until a prophet arose. And Elijah said, they came and met Elijah and said, man of God, you see that the situation of Jericho is good, but there was a but. So negative words bring but. There was a but. Negative words, they bring but. There was a but. There was a but. There was a but. So anytime you speak negative words, then there is a limitation. But speaks about limitation. He said, God see that the situation of the city is good, but the water is cursed. And the Bible said, Elisha told them, he said, bring me a cruse of salt. And when he cast the salt into the water, he said, from now on, this water is no longer cursed. And that was the breakthrough. That was the destruction of the curse over the children of Jericho, the people, the inhabitants of Jericho. I believe that scripture is Second Kings chapter 18 verse 22. I believe. So salt is one of the instruments for breaking evil curses, evil covenants. That is just, by the way, maybe I'm going to teach on that next time. The salt speaks of preservation. It speaks of relevance. You know, that's why God told David, he said, I'm covenanting with you by a salt covenant. It means, David, you are going to be relevant forever. And the Bible says that the throne of David was there until Jesus came to take over that throne. So that throne was relevant even till the days of Jesus. And now Jesus is ascended to the throne and seated by the right hand of Father. So he is representing the house of David even in heaven. Now hear this. What you say is what you become. So we're going to pray this morning. Before we pray, is there anybody listening to me? You are not yet born again. You have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Jesus is calling on you this morning. He's calling on you. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and that God has raised him from the dead, he said you'll be saved. Romans chapter 10 verse 9, and it says in John chapter 6 verse 37, it says, as many who come to me say, I will never wise way cast out. You are here this morning, you have not surrendered your life to Christ, you are listening to this broadcast, I want you to lift up your right hand, or you can, if you cannot lift up your right hand, maybe you are driving and you are listening to this, I want you to pray this salvation prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive you into my heart as my Lord and personal Savior. Save me today in the name of Jesus. Wash me with your precious blood. Erase my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' mighty name, go ahead and begin to appreciate the King of Kings. We are going to pray some brutal prayers this morning. Go ahead and appreciate the King of Kings. Give him the praise. Leko sabranda go. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We are going to be praying in the Holy Ghost. Leko toko shoko toko. Get on the koshke palada. Ebren de kozi zande. Raka shekoda. Ezugada gada bakonde elepeton breketon sugidi katoya eleparadia ka shabadaga egadanda kapatonde izusane leteko shabrakata kaba elakotoko shabrata embregedebola eradugada kotoko sukatakobaya Ele peru sabana be brende kesketo baya doziza embe kute kabako shabra brege deke digaya ela paru shabru ketekete ele teko peke toko baka toko bikata eli bande dodo mante ko siza erate ko shaga iya gaga 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 ezugu wato bonte emba kiporo baratia suse. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Yagagagagaga, Yagagagaga, Yagagagagaga, Yagagagagaga, Ekobadada, Supokotokobo, Embreketom, Brakatom, Breketom, Embreketeketeket, Breket, Breketeketeket, 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 Alaparo, Sagiata, Indokobatande, Metekwata, Elekwata, Lukwata, Lukwata, Egaden de Kepeton Breketon Shebreketon Ikaton Melekubrande Eleton de Koski Moloto Rate Koske Breketos de Breketeke Lepresketo Indosko Bayande Ezuzaliato Elepus Calabada Ibregediato Zukale 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 Ado Edo Komba Katombo Kobukata Kombo Ekutukuba Kotukuba Gondwa Iguatondia Bekwa Shekadia Eleto Siatia Barata Lekubanande Endosketo Bande Kotasketo Koba Bombo Kotoka Dendo Ende Kuata Kandwa Katia Konda Lato Toto Toto Loto Toto Toto Etutu Tutu Tekukuku Edwa Swa Twa Gawa Elukwa Diakwa Diakwa Elamania Tusadiato Agogodogo Ipokoloa, embrekoziza, ilate, 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 maminoa. Mami noa, mami noa, mami noa, shugudugu, Ecuador, jugadada, elubadaga, lutukumba, lutukukumba, endokukumba, enkotokumba, bakiato, 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 ikukukukumba, 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 madwa, Oh, Julia, te kokokokokumba, te kokokokokokumba, te kokokokokumba. Go ahead and pray. Every negative word I have spoken that the devil is holding as an evidence against my life, against my family, against my destiny, my career, my business, my marriage, in the name of Jesus, my relationship, in the name of Jesus, let it be reversed by the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Ato, bile katua, bile katua, bile katua, bile katua, jagala, 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 eletoa. Mananana, 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 edede, let those negative words be reversed, be reversed, let their consequences be reversed. Iyagagagagaga, epobo, 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 jaga, lakwa, twakwa, eparosiza, medika suza, endototo, 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 kopo, kopra, 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 lakuteke, Ikutatata, ekutatata, makatoko sombrokotoko, matetete seke brekete, maka braska braka takala bra, braka braska braka, braka braka braska brakata, braka taska braka, braka taka brakata, makraka taka braka braka taka bra, embraka taka brakato, mambraka toko brokoto, imbrokotoko brokoto, brokotoko la brokoto, Bronkata, kalaka, bronkata, imbrakata, kalam, brakata. Imbrakata, Manda Bosha Brakato, Imbreketeke Broncoto, 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 Imbrocoto, Broncoto, Lato, Edututututuya. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and say, my Father, every yoke I have brought upon my life through my words, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by fire, let the yoke be broken. Let the yoke be broken, for it shall come to pass after. Eligada, his burden shall be lifted off thy neck, and his yoke from off thy shoulders, and the yoke shall be destroyed by reason of the anointing. Pray, every yoke I have brought upon my life through my disobedience, through speaking negative words, break, break, latter, Matikada, Ebreketo, Zakia, Zeketo, Zekete, Zeketoko, Zukatako, Breketo, Breketo, Lakwa, Shakwa, Indoko, Meketo, Sobro, Ilododododo, let the yoke break, break by fire, break by fire, break by fire, break by fire, ilodododo, makoto shoprokoto, impatomba, maragaba, shukaleto, lakoro shubrada, iyakakakakaka. Iyakakakaka, etonda, mezuzah, barate. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I receive now a change of story, breakthrough by the power of the Holy Ghost. Whatever was not working in my life before, let them begin to walk by fire, walk by fire, walk by the power of the Holy Ghost. My business cannot die, my destiny cannot die, my ministry cannot be wasted. My career cannot be rubbish by the witchcraft powers of my household. After Gazi Zakatua, I spoil every agenda of wickedness working against me. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lastly, you are going to pray. You are going to start speaking what you want to see in your life. The things you want to see. The things you want to see. The things you want to see. What are the things you want to see? What are the things you want to see? Begin to decree them. Prosperity, good news, spiritual vibrancy. There are so many people today, their spiritual life is dead. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Your spiritual life is the hub or the engine of your physical life. When your spiritual life begins to die, then there is no hope for the physical. I want you to pray today. I want you to pray for revival. Any area, Lord, my spiritual life is dead. Oh God, I receive fire, fresh passion, desire. Most of us were burning for God, but all of a sudden, the fire began to go down. In the name of Jesus, receive fire. Go ahead. Say, I receive fire. I receive fresh fire, fresh passion for God, fresh fire. Makatakataka sokotokotokoya igula tebonono ogodududu begede. I receive fresh, fresh, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh. No more spiritual coldness, no more spiritual lukewarmness. I receive fresh. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. I prophesy increase. I prophesy spiritual vibrancy. As I speak now, you are set on fire. Your altar that was scattered before is set on fire. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over anyone listening to me. You are sick in your body. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus, you are healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Take all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for the testimonies that are coming forth. Thank you for the healing miracles. Thank you for the turnaround. People that are going to get jobs, open doors. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Thank you, Lord. I'd like us to share our testimonies, send our testimonies to write to the sentword@gmail.com or david.chai2019@gmail.com. God bless you.